Well, of course, as you said, there is other big news today. Joan Rivers dying at the age of 81. She had had throat surgery and had apparently gone into heart failure during that surgery. She did not recover. And she dies after that heart failure, but also after decades of demanding our attention and holding onto it by her manicured nails if she had to. Joining us now, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. And Eric, Joan Rivers had been on life support. Sarah Silverman, Ellen DeGeneres, other female comics in particular, tweeting about the role model she'd been for them. But your thoughts on her career?
Well, she was, to coin a phrase, someone who had longevity in the show business world. She had a career that spanned five decades. She started out as a writer. She wrote for the puppet Topo Gigio on the Ed Sullivan Show and wrote for Phyllis Diller and some other people. But she was part of a cadre of performers who became legends who met each other in New York City, people like Woody Allen, Richard Pryor, and Barbara Streisand, and quickly through the force of her personality and her willingness to talk frankly about things that women were going through and relationships, she quickly became a favorite of the variety shows of the day, the Ed Sullivan Show, and Johnny Carson in particular was a mentor of hers. So,
was she the first woman to fill in on Late Night? I think she was.
She might have been. She was the first person to be named a permanent co-host or a permanent guest host of The Tonight Show and was really considered Johnny Carson's mentor. And she took the offer to host a rival show on the Fox network, and it kind of soured their relationship.
Right.
And he didn't speak to her after that.
Well, as you say, Johnny Carson was at one time her mentor, and before that rift, I just want to play a little sound because here we have some sound from 1986, and she's talking to him. You can picture her in the chair, talking about getting older.
You think you're any older?
I don't feel any older. I feel great.
Yeah, you know when I feel older? I went to buy sexy underwear, and they automatically gift wrapped it.
Oh.
And you go, oh.
Obviously for your aunt or something, sure.
And when you buy a bikini.
Bad.
Or when the body is falling and you're wearing a bikini, you go waiting and the top gets wet first. You go, oh.
Gravity just starts to
just
go,
starts
doesn't
to
it?
Go.
You know, that as you said, Eric, that ability to kind of mock herself, but also talk about things. I can't do it, obviously, but there's that moment where she would say something and she'd go, oh, yeah. You know, while the audience.
Exactly.
The audience.
Well, her famous phrase was, you know, can we talk?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you knew you were in for it. And what was great about Joan Rivers is that she would go after herself. She would go after celebrities who seemed to deserve, you know, a little bit taken out of them. She considered it her job to say what was on her mind, to say what was her truth, regardless of how other people reacted to it. And even you know, in recent years, she got in trouble for saying things about people who objected to her use of fur or people who felt that she had told an inappropriate joke about the women who'd been held captive in an Ohio house by a man for years. But she was fearless, and I think that's what comics really admired about her, from Louis C.K. to Sarah Silverman. They admired her, and they talked about her fearlessness and her work ethic. She never stopped working.
Well, and she went right up to the end. I remember just a couple of weeks ago hearing her on NPR talking about Robin Williams, remembering Robin Williams just recently. And as you say, she was fearless. She was known as a fashion critic in recent years. She was on the show Fashion Police. And here she is talking on that show, I believe, about Nicole Kidman.
I liked it and I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? I liked the top because it was ombre, but then you go down and that bottom pattern, you liked it?
I do like it.
Oh, I kept saying to myself, thank God for Bewitched, or this dress would be the worst thing I've ever seen her in. It is just...
Eric, she really went there.
Exactly. And again, that was sort of the extension of the idea that she was a plain spoken. She was going to say what was on her mind, regardless of who got offended. And really, there was a time in her career. She did the Fox show. Fox canceled it pretty quickly. Took it very hard. Her husband, who was the executive producer of the show, committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And then in her road back to show business after that, she started doing these red carpet shows where she would sort of grill people about their what they were wearing, and then also sort of talk very pointedly about other people she saw and what they were wearing. And they became very popular on the E! Channel and on the TV Guide channel. And it was kind of her road back to the mainstream of show business. And as you said, you know, she had her 12th book out that she was promoting this year, you know, making appearances almost right up until she had the health problem that resulted in her death.
Ellen DeGeneres just tweeted, she was a pioneer. She paved the way. Sarah Silverman hasn't tweeted yet, but a couple of days ago, it's a little expletive laden, so I'll be careful. She tweeted, blank, blank, Joan, you can't be in the hospital. You have work to do. This is blank, blank. So a lot of women in comedy, a lot of women across the country watching Joan Rivers defiantly age. A lot of people, a lot of Americans will be smiling and thinking of everything she brought us. Joan Rivers has died at the age of 81. Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, thanks so much for helping us remember her.
Anytime.